We are up to Simin Tov Resh Tzadi Hei, and we'll be doing the first two Si'ifim. We begin with the Ramah, Hagah, Mitzvah Laharbas Besudas Purim. There's a mitzvah to be marbe in the Suda of Purim. Ubesuda achas yotzim, and you yotza with one Suda. As this is to let us know that the halacha does not require a Suda at night. But it's right to eat a Suda at night. We'll see that soon. Sif Aleph. Sudas Purim shasa balayla lo yotzi recha vasa. The Iker Sudas Purim is by day and not the night before, and certainly not the night after, because it's not Purim anymore. Hagah umikomakum gam balayla yismach v'yarbik tzas besuda. But on the night before Purim, the night of Purim, that is, there's still an inyan of eating something. But the chi of Suda is by day dafka. The Mishtabur brings down that the right thing to do is to put on Big Day Shabbos already at night. And when you come back from Kriyas HaMegillah, you should find a set table with candles burnt and burning. Siv Beis. Chayiv inish levesumei bapuria adalo yoda ben or haman levarach Mordechai. A person's supposed to drink so much on Purim till he doesn't know the difference between Or HaHaman and Baruch Mordechai. What does that mean? So the Mishnah Berurah's explanation is that Or HaHaman was the Mapola Rishona of Haman is the beginning of the Nes. The godless of Mordechai is really the end of the Nes. That's the high point. Till you don't know the difference between these two, which is a better one. The Mishnah Berurah says, even if you drink, be careful that you should be zor in Netilas Yadayim, in Birkas Hamotzi, in Birkas Hamazon, and it should be a simcha of mitzvah. The Prima Gadim brings a daya that you have to, in order to be Yotza Sudas Purim and Simchas Purim, you have to have kavana for that. The Ramah says, "V'yesh omim dein tzorach lishtaker kolkach." There are those who say that you don't really, literally, have to get so drunk. Ela yishte yosu melimuda. You drink a little more than normal. The yishan and then fall asleep. Since you're asleep, you won't know the difference between the two. One should not fast on Purim, other than if he had a disturbing dream. And what does the person do then? He will fast until Mincha. And after Mincha, he'll sit down and have a Suda. If someone swore not to eat on Purim, he should be matir his shvua. Yesh enogu lilbosh Big Day Shabbos v'yontif v'purim v'chei nachon. The right thing is to wear Big Day Shabbos or yontif. V'nogim lasa Sudas Purim la'achar Mincha. The minig is to do the Sudas Purim after Mincha. The reason being that in the morning we have a lot of mitzvahs to be makayim. There's an Eliyahu Rabbah who prefers doing the Suda and in the morning, and you do it in the true spirit of Yontif, because afterwards it could get a bit wild. The Arvis is Spaldo Balayla. So on Purim, you don't daven Mincha Marav together. You daven Mincha early, you do the Suda, and later you come back from Marav. Mispaldo Mincha Tchila Bora Yom Godel. Verov HaSuda Tzrich Aliyas by Yom. Most of the Suda should be by day before it becomes night. Not like many people do, they start near when it's almost night. The Iker Suda, and then it turns out that the Iker Suda, Hilel Tezvav, is on the night of Tezvav. Now comes the next halacha, which is Ukashechol Purim b'yom shishi, when Purim falls on a Friday. Yasu asuda b'shachris, you should do the Suda in the morning. Mishum Kovet Shabbos, preferably before Chatzos. There's no halacha that it has to be at the end of the day bedavka. That you should eat seedlings. It was the only kosher food they had. And Esther as well. When do you do this? This is the night. So that at night you should have something that's called zeronim. Tov lasok ma'at betorah kodem she'aschal asuda. It is right to learn before the Sudas Purim, the Smach Ledover, Lehudim Ha'isa Ora, V'simcha V'darshinon Ora Zutora. V'chaye B'mishta V'simcha K'tzas B'beiz Yomim Yudala V'tesvav. They're both Yimei Mishta V'simcha, so the day that one does not keep his Purim, he's still supposed to be Marba B'simcha and Suda. The chain nagun, that's the minig. V'yesh omrim dim hizik echad es chaver mikol simchas purim poter milashalem. Some hold that if you're mazik someone because of simchas purim, that you are poter. The bach is machalik between a big damage or small damage, physical damage or monetary damage. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that if someone had kavana to damage, the fact that it's Purim doesn't potter him. It's only if inadvertently a person hurt somebody else because he was besimcha.